Let me give you a box of chocolates and make it really pretty. I'm trying to get laid.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. Lots of exciting things happened. Valentine's Day. That was a thing that happened.
That happened.
We Valentine's'd it out in our house this year.
Oh, man.
Tell the people how it was.
Like, why?
Lay it down.
Why do we have to jump right into Valentine's, that subject? I know it was yesterday, but do we have, like, golly, just right off the bat, I can't stand Valentine's Day. I despise it. I loathe it. I dread it. And yeah. It's not because, like, I feel single and lonely. I'm married, and mm-hmm. You always get me something for Valentine's Day. It's not like I feel left out. I'm going to have to explain myself.
You don't have to explain yourself. Here's the thing. You can just be like, I don't like Valentine's Day. And it doesn't matter what
anybody thinks. I can't stand it.
I think it's kind of a dumb holiday. I had fun with it yesterday, though.
Like, I was, like, mean to you yesterday.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I hate Valentine's Day. This is what it does to people. Okay, this is what I can't stand. We have life going on. We, you know, just everyday life.
Everyday life.
You know, work, three kids, house, cat, you know, bills, life.
I feel like if the pet gets its own category of things that are complicated.
He's a handful, man. He gets
maybe
his
we
own
should
category.
Rethink, maybe we should rethink Petville.
Well, and we only have one.
We will only have one.
Man. Anyway, you know, your dad just had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have stuff going on. And there's Valentine's Day. It's the day after Super Bowl Sunday. You know, we have a lot going on. We have a lot going on.
Three big things happen.
But, like, I knew you've had your plate full.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you would go to the store on Valentine's Day and get me flowers and a gift. Probably not chocolates this year because we're on a keto diet. But, you know, do your thing. I knew that. And you were on the way to the store. And I was like, do not go buy me these, like, last minute leftover Walmart flowers.
Yeah, that's what he said to me.
I was like, don't, because this is the thing. It was, had it not been Valentine's Day, it would have just been a normal day. And you may have gotten me flowers, maybe not. Sometimes you give me flowers. You know, you're good like that. But because it was Valentine's Day, you're like, I have to go to the store. I have to get my wife flowers and just, you know, whatever, yada, 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 Valentine crap.
Yeah.
I have to, or it's not going to be good.
Right. That's real life.
And I was like, I don't want you to buy me flowers or anything, like, under those pretenses of, you have to do this or I'm going to be upset with you. I don't like it. I just don't like that.
And
I'm not saying I don't like romantic gestures and that I don't like that it's a day of love. I don't hate love and hearts and all that stuff. I don't like that it places like these certain weird expectations. I find it weird. It's just weird.
Well, you said to me, I'm not going to say angrily, but, you know, with a little bit of disdain in your voice about Valentine's Day, don't buy me some leftover Walmart flowers.
Oh, because it was like the afternoon. That's why I said leftover.
And candy, because you feel like you have to. And me being the guy that I am.
I know you want to. I'm just saying, like, it's like the world goes, you have to do it on this day. And if you don't do it on this day, then you don't love her. You know, and I hate that.
Well, I'm all about,
don't like it.
I'm all about the loopholes. You said to me, don't buy flowers, don't buy candy. And I did not.
Well, I said don't buy candy because we're on diet.
I did not buy you.
Because I don't want it, because I really do.
I did not buy you one flower or any candy because you specifically told me.
I was like, don't do it. I was like, it's so fake. I don't need fake. Like, we've been married almost 15 years.
Now, I'm also not stupid.
You know,
to think I would come home
empty-handed
on Valentine's Day.
I don't know what you're thinking. Don't come home empty-handed. Don't you buy me no leftover flowers. But don't come home empty-handed.
When we hung up, I was like, in my mind, I was like, does she think I am dumb? No way, man. I'm not dumb.
I wasn't telling you you couldn't get me anything. I was just saying, there was no sense in doing, like, these specific things that, like, whoever decided Valentine's Day was a thing, like, it was like, this is what you do. There's, you have flowers, hearts, chocolates, and, you know, jewelry, diamonds, if, you know, you're really looking to score. I feel like, okay, this is
you're gonna take it there, are you?
I'm gonna go there. This is my take on Valentine's Day as a grown up. If there's children, hang on.
I know. Yeah, I was about to say. I know my wife. I know what road we're getting ready to travel.
Spoiler alert: there, get your kids out the room.
Yeah, no kids involved in this. Next
Dewey,
sentence.
You better cover up yourself to leave the room. It was fair warning. I don't want to hear about it.
Specifically, Dewey.
I love you, Dewey.
Yeah. Soft Mountain.
I feel like Valentine's Day is this whole day that dudes are trying to get laid.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, if you boil it down to, like, just bare bones, like, biology here, chocolate makes you happy when you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers are real pretty.
Yep.
And so, like, I feel like somewhere a long, long time ago, it was these dudes, and they're trying to get laid, and they're like, she really likes, if when she eats chocolate, it makes her happy. Give her a whole box full, and make it a big shape of a heart, and make it real pretty and shiny. Give her flowers and all these pretty things, and shiny sparkles. Jewelry, give her all those pretty things, and then Maybe. You'll get lucky.
Yeah, maybe.
And I feel like Valentine's Day is this huge, like, display, like this barbaric, animalistic, almost like a peacock. Like, I can buy the biggest box of chocolates. It is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Like, now,
I
ladies feel like and gentlemen,
when you stand back and look at it,
take a look at the male, the human species.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Listen, you best get me the heart shaped things. I took Reese and our nephew Jackson to Dunkin' Donuts, even though I couldn't eat them. I didn't even order a drink or anything. I did
just
good.
Sat there angry.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. No, I took them to Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast, and they had, like, just all the heart-shaped cute. Oh, my gosh. They were so cute. We got there early enough where they weren't sold out of stuff yet.
Nice.
So I got to see, like, just all kinds of cute stuff for Valentine's Day that I couldn't eat. But the kids loved it. They had such a great time. Where was I even going with this? I just started rambling on about, I got sidetracked about them donuts. Like, I'm going to go back next year on Valentine's Day. And
heart
I'm going to get me them
heart-shaped donuts. There was some donuts, and the kids was eating them, and I wanted them, and now I'm lost.
My brain was, donuts.
This keto diet's whooping your tail.
It really is. Man. I was sitting there watching them kids eating donuts, and I was like, oh my God.
You're too much. I adore talking to you. It's It's like watching, I don't know, the Discovery Channel. Like, I just never know where we're going to go. I just, and it's beautiful. And sometimes it goes nowhere. Like, I've heard you talk before for like 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then we'll round the corner on the end of the conversation. And I'm like, I don't think I learned anything. I don't think anything just happened.
I'm terrible at telling stories. I'm just all over the place. I am. I can't help it. That's my brain firing in there. It's just going. Psh, psh,
psh, psh. Yeah. Yeah. I think we talked about this recently. God, it might have been today. That I think why mine and your relationship works really well. It works really well. I believe that. Deep down inside, it works really well. Which is odd because we're both unique individuals in different ways.
So weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, our weirdness goes together good, I guess.
Yeah. And I think
our goodness goes together well.
Your uniqueness attracts certain types of friends. And I'm happy for that.
Like, well, where are you going with this?
I mean, like, if you had some friends over, I don't know, after work or something like that, you know, you just invited some girls over and you guys stood in the kitchen talking about, I don't know, the Housewives of Detroit or whatever those, I don't know, just the normal things that people talk about. God, I'm like, oh. But I don't think I've ever heard you and your friends talk about that kind of stuff at all. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's nice.
I can't say that that's true.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. You're different and you attract different. And I'm okay with that because I don't like normal. And it's got to be the same way for you because I'm an odd dude. I mean, like, I'm not real good at playing music and singing, but you have to listen to it every day. Doesn't it get relentless?
No. No. I don't know. I have...
she's backtracking. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe a little bit. I'm tired of listening to you.
I was trying to readjust my microphone and I couldn't talk and like turn all... It needed to turn in like every angle. Mm-hmm. It was too much. No, just a thought that I've had. And it spawned. We ran into one of my ex-boyfriends in the grocery store the other day.
Yes.
A friend of yours as well.
Yeah.
Does that make it weird?
No.
Does that take us to a weird
level? No, it wouldn't. No, it's not.
Anyway,
weird.
We've all known each other for decades now.
Yeah.
Not that we're super close, but still, you know, we saw each other. Hey, you know. Going to speak. But anyway, it spawned this thought, like, here we are crouching in on, you know, another decade, most of us. And I just get this feeling, like, I look around at us and the people we've known for, like, just years and years, and I'm like, look at us doing so good playing adults. Like, we've been doing a good job of this for like 20 years now.
Yeah.
Like, look at us go. That's how I feel. Like, I look at us and I feel like we're the same teenagers. And then, like, all of a sudden we got old enough where we had to pretend to adult. And we're still.
Yeah, because I don't feel like an adult.
We're still pretending to adult like 20 years in. And I'm like, man, we're doing all right for ourselves. Like, yeah, we're I don't
know. Yeah, it's really weird because I don't feel grown up. And this is about as grown up as I'm going to get. This is it. Like, I'm not going to get more grown up. I'm just going to get old.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it is. Like, I, you know, people we went to high school with or... You know, friends we've known for a long time. I mean, even friends we haven't known for a long time. Still, I feel like I'm like, look at us, man. We're pulling this off, I guess. Like, you know, because we're moving into that phase of life. It's weird. Like, there for years, it's like weddings oh, there's just one wedding right after another. You hear, mm-hmm. oh, and then there's so-and-so, and you run into a friend, oh, and we're going to so-and-so's wedding. Like, everybody's getting married. You know, you're just kind of in that phase of life. And babies. Oh, did you hear so-and-so had a baby? Or, you know, you see on social media, babies, 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 everybody's having babies.
Yeah.
Or not, careers. Everybody's taking off in their careers, you know. We're done past college age, most of us, and people are off in careers. And, you know, I just look around and I don't know. That's just how I see it. I'm like, look at all of us. Like, we're aging, getting gray hairs and guts and mom and dad bods. But I'm like,
I've had my dad bod like, since 12th grade. Yeah. I mean, let's just be real.
You're just practicing on it.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I'm going to put some truth out there that no one ever gave to me. If you're listening to this podcast and you are 24 years old or younger, I'm going to give you some real life right now. If you think you've got it going on and you know what's what, you are wrong. Because you don't know anything. It's crazy. I'm 36 years old right now, and I can tell you when I was 24, I was a child.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I thought I did. I didn't. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you're 24 years old or younger, and you know that you don't really got a handle on it yet, but you're ready for the day that you do, it ain't going to happen. I'm 36 years old now.
We're all still waiting for that day.
And we don't know what's going on every day. We're
all still there.
We don't know what's going on
all of
every
us,
day.
The older the ones, we're just walking around. We're just pretending like we have it all figured out.
Oh, because we don't.
None of us do.
Something happens with my kids almost every day. I probably should talk to you and not them. Something happens with our kids every single day that I have to look at you and go, did I make the right choice just now? Did I handle this correctly? Because nobody ever told me that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's no training videos. There's none of that stuff. It's like, oh, your kid just crapped all over himself in a Walmart and figured out. And like there was never a class. There was never a class that taught you what to do if Dookie was running down the leg of your child in the middle of
a
store.
This is a fun one. What to do when you're in a parked car in the car line at school. You can't leave. There's cars in front of you, behind you, beside you.
Oh, when you had recently?
And you have a four-year-old that goes, I need to pee.
Pee? I don't know what to tell you, man. There's not a book for that.
No. No, no. There's
not a video. There might be. You know, there might be. But you never really do get a handle on it.
Just in the past week, let me tell you about some questions I've had to answer from our kids. And I don't mind. I don't mind. I'm glad they're inquisitive. I don't mind answering their questions. And I would rather them be asking me, you know, so that I know what they're being, you know, taught. But anyway, they've asked about slavery. They've asked about segregation. Reese asked me, what is faith? On the way home from school the other morning. Let's see. He also asked me, how was the world made? Like, this has been, like, the last week. Like, they are relentless with the questions. And a lot of times, it's, like, first thing in the morning, before I've even had coffee. Like, what is faith, Mommy? Can you explain faith to me?
Let's talk about caffeine first
and how I need more of it. Can I get back to you in about 2 cups of coffee? Because that's deep, kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, creation, faith, like, whew, racism, slavery, like... This is some heavy topics to talk about in the 5-minute drive to school. it's wild.
We're not prepared for anything. There's absolutely nothing.
I'm winging this mess.
Every day. Every day.
Flying by the seat of my pants.
So I just got a text message from Mike.
I was going to say, you got a text message from Truist?
No, what not from the Truist. Heck? He says, do you still have on your computer episode 396? I erased mine and don't have a backup.
Oh, no.
So, should I answer him back like right away or just let him sit on it for a while?
Answer him back.
Nah, sorry. That's what I had to look at my computer for.
He might be sweating.
I saw something kind of funny today.
Oh, yeah?
I might get some of this wrong, but for the most part, it's going to be accurate. The Super Bowl happened, and I think it was the New York Post put a news article out because someone, I guess, got a picture of Snoop Dogg smoking some marijuana right before he went on stage.
And
exactly.
You're surprised.
Exactly. So they put this article out, you know, basically going, oh, you know, Snoop Dogg smokes weed.
Read all about it.
And the rest of the world went, what's the news story?
What?
So, yeah, it was pretty funny. They got lit up. The New York Post got lit up for putting out a dumb article.
Shame on you.
Oh, so what did you think about the halftime show?
This is completely unbiased. I've literally only talked to like two people about it. Right. I haven't read anything online. This is my own personal opinion where I just watched it the other night. I read not the first review.
Nope.
And
you don't know what's going on in the world with the reactions.
I don't. And I personally loved it.
I enjoyed it immensely.
It made me smile the whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe because of my age. I don't give a crap. I was like, oh, they had them come on here because this was the last time good rap music was made, I think.
That's so mean.
It's so mean. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It was a joke. I kid. But I mean.
Yeah, but you and I were in the sweet spot. When those songs that made them as famous as they were.
I think our age definitely plays into it. But I enjoyed it.
I thought it was great.
I enjoyed it very much.
I thought it was great.
I was smiling ear to ear the whole time I was watching it.
Favorite part of halftime show, what was it?
Oh, dang. Man, that's tough. I really enjoyed seeing Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre together.
Can I just say... I was impressed at how well Snoop Dogg performed. Like, he hit all the notes. I mean, like, it was crazy.
Did you think he wouldn't?
No, but all I'm saying is singing live is not the same thing as singing on an
album. I get it.
It's just not, you know? And he's up there high, for sure. We got proof, right? He's high.
I mean, these are not young people.
No, he's in his 50s. And he was singing things that are difficult to sing, especially because he's so unique. And he just hit the notes perfect. It was really impressive.
You have to think also the songs that they sang.
They've done it.
They have been singing for decades.
Yeah. You're right.
So they could, they could.
Still impressive, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, when Eminem came out, that was really cool. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Like that song. I thought 50 Cent, the 50 Cent part was really fun.
That was my favorite part.
I thought it was super fun. I mean, it made me smile. I was like, this is great. Look how much fun they're having. Like, this is amazing.
The best part about 50 Cent hanging upside down is anybody in the world that doesn't know that music video went, why is he upside down?
It looks like a bat.
But if you knew the music video, then it made sense. It was great.
I feel like the halftime show, it was a nod to another era.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know that era, then it might have appeared stupid, I guess. I knew the era, so I was like, this is great.
Like I said, you and I were in the sweet spot.
Mary J. Blige, my sister was like, she looked drunk. And I was like, how old is she, Carrie? Like, she was up there dancing her booty off. Like, girlfriend was killing it.
She's in her 50s too, isn't she?
50s? Possible. She might even be 69. No, I don't know.
She's up there.
I'm just saying,
and she can sing.
I could not have gotten up there in them thigh boots and all that and sang and danced. I couldn't do it at 38. I couldn't do that.
I've always said that about the football players too. Like when we watch football, you'll see a player run just as hard as they can and jump. And dive and hit the ground. And then they get up and jog back to the and I'm like, man,
if I ran
out in my yard and dove and hit the ground, I would lay there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes I'd lay there.
It would be so bad. Any given one single hit or fall that these dudes go through.
Yeah.
Just one. I'm done. My body can't handle it. Mm-mm. But I feel like where we're at with entertainment, like we've come so far as like a species. We've come so far.
As a species.
Yeah. That like it's easy to forget these are real humans, you know, because we're so used to like just like you said, just singers and football players like with Sunday, like we forget. I feel like it's easy to forget they're humans because we're so used to seeing people perform at such an amazing level, and yeah, like it's we forget these are real humans. These are not robots.
They eat McDonald's sometimes.
They're real people.
They eat McDonald's sometimes, just like us. Sometimes, but yeah, it's weird. It's really really weird. And thank God we have brains, because as just like a being, man, we are fragile.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
We are soft.
How fragile we are. And if anybody doesn't understand what I'm asking, walk out into the woods with nothing and just try to stay there for a little while.
Good luck.
Like, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Not without like a lot of sacrifice and figuring things out. And the way that we work, the first person to try to figure this stuff out, how to survive like that, doesn't do well. It's not until like a bunch of people died before we go, oh, let's do it this way. Like it's just, but you know, you take some. Like
how many people electrocuted themselves with a toaster in the bathtub before they put that tag on there?
Right. Right.
How many?
Yeah.
How many?
Like that cat. Did we talk about that cat on the podcast that made its way from like Florida? And
I think we did. Yeah, no, it ended up in Florida from, oh gosh. Yeah.
A human?
Minnesota or something.
If a human got lost with no access to food and stuff like that. For 7 years, they're not making it. They're not going to make it. But a house cat did. We're different. We're a lot different than any other species on the planet. It's crazy. But I mean, I like it. I'm down. We were good enough to go, you know what? We can't go hurling down the road at 60 miles an hour without a seatbelt. So let's.
It's so weird.
Let's get
me
it
out. When my parents brought me home from the hospital as an infant, I didn't have a car seat. It wasn't required.
That wasn't that long ago.
Like, I'm not that old. My goodness. No car seat at all. And now. Now you're not taking your baby home from the hospital.
Without a car seat.
They make you bring the car seat in and they do the car seat test to make sure like you're safe, good to go.
I had to pass a CPR class. Like in the hospital, they made me like learn how to do the Heimlich maneuver stuff on babies before they
would. In order to bring Reagan and Riley home from the hospital, because they were in the NICU, we had to watch all these videos.
Yeah.
We had to take a CPR class. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, it was intense. But like Reese, they were like, here.
You guys already had to. Just keep doing the same thing. Take it.
Wait, it's yours. Here you go.
I'll never forget how shocked that nurse was when it was with Reagan and Riley. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, because it was our first time being parents, and she taught me how to change the diaper. You know, the nurse like walked me through what to do. And then it was
what time. Was so scary when they were, yeah, because they were in the NICU and they were tiny. It's like, is it okay? Like, is it okay to touch them? Is it okay to do this?
But I did it. You know, I figured it out. And then the next time, the nurse came in, she checked and she goes, "Oh, the diaper needs to be changed. Did you want to try it again?" I went, "No." And like the look on her face, she's like, "Oh, what do you mean?" And I simply said to her, I said, "Look, I did it. And when we take them home, I'm going to have to do it all the time." I said, "But right now, we're paying you guys. So I'm going to let you change the diapers." You know, and maybe it was the wrong decision. Maybe like I missed out on some early, you know, changing of the diaper moments. But boy, I changed a lot of diapers since then.
I think you made up for any
last time. Yeah. It's okay. But the look on her face when I was like, "Nah, we're kind of paying you to do this."
You had to have been the first one.
Oh, man. You had to. Like, I don't know. That's just the way I look at things. Like, I'm going to have to do this a whole bunch. So if...
Oh, no, you're not wrong. I saw them bills.
It was dumb. How it's like, oh my God, it's dumb. Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatie Show. If you want more episodes to listen to on your commute to work, on your jog through the park, please be safe. It's dangerous out there. Or just cleaning the house.
I hear pepper spray is like the best. Yeah, that's what Johnny Knoxville recommended.
Go to patreon.com/TheBobAndKatie Show and become a member today. For as little as $1, you can get a whole bunch of extra episodes, including our latest episode, Mr. Potato Head Eyes. And here's a little something nobody knows about. Part 2 is coming soon. We decided to split that up into a couple different episodes. So, patreon.com/TheBobAndKatie Show.
Thank you very much.
Way to round that ad in. Good job, baby. I love it.
No problem. Just trying to do my part. Just trying to contribute.
Katie, my love.
Yes, my dear.
It's that time again. News from Andrew.
Yes.
He always sends really, really
good stuff. I know.
I'm not even joking. If we get to the point where we start like making money for real off of this podcast, we're going to write him a check. Like if we ever get like, you know, some of that big Joe Rogan $100 million stuff, we're going to have to take care of Andrew.
I do not disagree with that.
All right. So
he said, I thought you were going to say like, we're going to fly over to the UK.
Set up a
meeting.
Nope.
We're going to interview him.
Nah, we do that through Zoom. We ain't a fly nowhere for that mess.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I mean, I would.
We are in the COVID era here.
If we had Rogan money, we could fly him out over here. I don't want to go over there though. I think I've made up my mind that I don't want to go to any other countries.
How, Andrew, just hit us up the next time you're coming over to good old North Carolina.
Yeah. We're not even going to drive to South Carolina to meet you. You had to come here. No, seriously though. This article is pretty great. So, headline: New Zealand plays Barry Manilow to repel Parliament protesters. Yeah, so this is a real thing that's happening. All right. Oh. Authorities in New Zealand. Oh, this is BBC.com.
That's like the nicest. I don't have the words. They're like, screw the violence. We don't.
No, I think you're.
Am I not understanding?
No, you're not understanding it. They're thinking if they play enough Barry Manilow, the people will leave.
Yeah. Well, That's what I'm saying. They're not out there with pepper spray and.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
They're like, no, we're just gonna blast them with some Barry Manilow, and they'll eventually just leave. It's all good. Just turn it on. They'll only be able to take it for so long.
Like, so here we go.
It's fine. We make love, not war, people.
Authorities in New Zealand have been playing Barry Manilow's greatest hits in an attempt to dislodge protesters camped outside the Parliament building.
So not even like one song. They're at least they're going through the greatest hits. They're not even doing like one song. I thought you were going to be like they chose one song and was playing that mess on loop just over and over until the people were like, I can't take it anymore.
Well, believe it or not, there's a little more to read. Songs by the U.S. singer are being played on a 15-minute loop.
Oh.
Along with
okay.
the Spanish dance tune, Macarena.
Oh, that's dirty. That's dirty.
So what do you think? What do you think?
That is brilliant.
Let me ask you this. What do you think along with means? Are they playing it at the same time? Or are they doing 15 minutes of Barry Manilow?
No, like a mixtape, yeah.
And then the Macarena, and then 15 minutes of Barry Manilow, and then the Macarena.
Or just like layered on top of one another. Just boom, boom.
Man.
Like at the same time, blasted in your ears.
Yeah. So here, there's more, right?
Oh my goodness.
The demonstrators, who are angry at the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, responded by playing songs, responded by playing songs such as Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It.
Oh my goodness gracious. They are out there. They're just about to have a dance battle in the street, it sounds like.
They're playing music at each
other. With their government. They are out there blasting tunes at each other. That is so... I don't want to insult New Zealand, and I don't even know what they're protesting about, and I don't...
Vaccine mandate.
It was vaccine. Oh,
I just said it to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't.
Stay in the conversation.
I wasn't
just
even,
me and you.
I was too focused on the music. I was feeling the music, man.
Isn't that great?
That's the most beautiful protest I've ever heard of.
It's nice when, we don't know what's really going on, though. We might say, we might be like, oh, this is the most beautiful thing, but in real life, it might be miserable over there right now. So, I mean, you never know, but it is nice that it's music instead of...
Yes, and that's what I mean.
You know, any kind of weapons.
I'm not delving into political sides of and that stuff. No. And I don't want to belittle anybody's suffering at all.
So, yeah. Valentine's Day has come and gone.
Our daughter got asked to be someone's Valentine.
Yeah, this is...
She's 7. And she, like, after school the other day, she was like, Mom, she does it to me, like, sometimes she'll be like, when we get home, I need to talk to you in privacy. I'm like, okay.
In privacy?
Yeah. And we go in the laundry room every time. And close the door.
The guys are never going to come in here.
Step into my office. And she was like, she told me, she said somebody asked me to be their Valentine. And she asked me, she was like, can I say yes? And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, and I was like, do you want to say yes? I was like, of course you can if you want to. And I was like, and you can say no if you want to. But I did encourage her. I was like, you need to give him an answer regardless of what it is.
So she didn't give him an answer?
She didn't answer him that day.
What did she do? Just run away?
I don't know. They're in first grade. It's awkward. I was like, you didn't answer him? And she said, mm-mm. And I was like,
oh, my God. She just damaged the self-confidence of that child.
I was like, you need to make sure you give him an answer. Even if your answer is no. I said, but if your answer is no, don't be mean about it. But no, she wanted to say yes.
Ugh, gross.
We have like this, I was so, talking about things you're not prepared for, like first grade drama. My goodness, the drama that I hear that goes on. I could write a soap opera, man.
They're becoming little people, like
I know,
real
and
people.
It's weird. And that note, I feel like I'm telling her private stuff. I don't feel right. I found that note.
Tell us about the note.
I found a note in her backpack from the, I won't say his name. I'll keep it that private. the boy that asked her to be his Valentine. She did. She went back and told him yes, mm-hmm. and she said he like play fainted on the ground. I was like, that's cute. But anyway, I found a note in her backpack today from him. It was like folded, you know, and on the outside, you know, it's to Reagan from, you know. And so I opened it while she wasn't looking. I was like, oh my gosh. And it said, thank you for being my Valentine. Love the boy. And it had like hearts on it. And I was like, oh my God. That's so precious. But then tonight she was asking me, she's like, mommy, what grade were you in when you had your first boyfriend and stuff? And I was like, oh God. Wow.
12th. I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
Definitely not first. No. No, I didn't say that. No, I told her it was like fourth grade, I think. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly. It's a little fuzzy now.
My first girlfriend, I was
like at school. There was at home. It was like, you know, like my mom's friend. She had mm-hmm. kids and there was a boy. He was like a year older than me. And I think he thought he was my boyfriend when we were like, you know, 5, 6.
Yeah. My first girlfriend, I was probably 5 or 6. Our parents, I think.
Your friends?
Yeah. I think our parents egged it on. Probably a little bit.
That probably happens a lot, especially at such a young age. Like, oh, it's so cute. Look, their boyfriend, girlfriend. But, like, I feel like it's different once they're, like, getting to school. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to discourage or encourage. I don't know. I'm trying to stay indifferent and not, like, push her one way or the other. I, you know, just let it play out. But just give her guy, like, I didn't want her, like, I was like, if you don't want to be his Valentine, try not to hurt his feelings, you know? You guys still have to be in class together every day, and you don't have to be mean to let him down, but, you know, that wasn't the case.
Just another one of these things that nobody tells you're going to have to deal with mm-hmm. when you become a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, man, like, I remember when they were 4, the twins, and going, you know, when they're 7... I remember thinking this, like when they're 7, it's going to be easier because they're going to be more self-sufficient, and they are, but then they drop weird stuff on you.
Yeah.
Like the weird stuff is heavy. Like, I don't think it's going to stop. I was hanging out with my dad. He had surgery. So I've been spending a whole lot of time with him, and we're on the keto diet. And he was asking me about something, but he legitimately was concerned about me and my well-being. Your
nutrition?
Yeah. And, you know, at the time, I was like,
is Katie starving you?
Well, at the time, I kind of like shrugged it off. I was like, no, I've done this before. I know what's going on. And then I thought about it later, and I was like, man, he still looks at me as though I'm his child, and he needs to like
give me instruction on. Can you imagine our children being grown? I can't even think about them being grown and me not wanting to still, mm-hmm. you know, mother them.
I should record an episode with him and, like, talk about his experiences going through this hip surgery. I think I should do that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. We'll put it on Patreon or something.
There you go.
So, a little bobcast. We'll do a bobcast. With Bob and Bob. I've had him on for a couple episodes.
And my mom, I was talking to her today, and she goes, how are the Bobs?
Is that how we're referred to now, the Bobs?
Yeah, that's what she asked me today. She said, how are the Bobs?
Can I name the episode The Bobs?
I guess.
Or How Are the Bobs? How are the Bobs? I like that. I dig it.
Meet the Bobs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
No, that's what you'll have to name the episode with that you record with your dad. Meet the Bobs.
Okay.
All about the Bobs.
Ooh, all about the Bobs. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yes.
Thank you for having a conversation with me this evening.
You're so welcome.
I enjoy it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you coming out to wherever you are listening on your iPods or your Androids or your computers or whatever it is that you're doing. We thoroughly appreciate it. But there is one thing that I know about you. Are you ready for this? You're listening to it on some kind of service. So whatever you're listening to it on, please go like and subscribe. Like, subscribe,
you're not doing review. It right. I hear the young kids say it.
Oh, do it like
go, the young. Smash that subscribe button. Was that good? Was that good?
Wait. I don't think I was recording. Can you do it again?
No.
Come on. What else do they do? Do some other things. That was great. Do some more. I know you hear it all the time.
Everything's a challenge.
What's that thing that Reagan does?
The one color food challenge. The three marker challenge.
Oh, yeah. Everything's a challenge.
The 24-hour yada, yada, whatever challenge. The
yada, yada
challenge. The floor is lava challenge.
The yada, yada challenge.
I don't know. They're like, they make up, I don't mind. Hey, let's make stuff into a game and make it fun. I'm all about it. But they make up like this really just dumb crap sometimes.
Yes.
And it's hard to play along with it. And they're like, let's do the drink water only through a straw challenge. Okay. I don't know. Like, guys.
Oh, man.
And it's like from the... Dude, like, yeah, I saw on the internet that this girl, she had to eat this one color of food all day long.
Okay. The kids one time asked me, I can't even remember what
this
it was.
This girl, she was shopping for school supplies, and all her school supplies had to be one color. It's a one color challenge.
The kids asked me one day, I don't remember what it was we were doing, but Riley goes, why don't you like this? And I said, because I'm an adult. It came out way more mean than I wanted it to.
Because this is stupid. Duh.
I felt horrible when I said it. But yeah, he was like, why don't you like this? And I was like, because I'm an adult. It was really mean. I apologized to him immediately, but you know how I am. I say the stuff that's there, and it's, I don't know, I have trouble filtering it sometimes.
I have a hard time with these YouTube videos because the kids have gotten so many really terrible ideas from seemingly innocent shows where, like, it's pranks. They want to play pranks on us, and there's been some really bad ones. Like, the worst, I think, was Reagan thought it would be funny. She used hand sanitizer. And she thought it would be funny to wet my grandmother's buffet with hand sanitizer like a week after my grandmother died. And hand sanitizer on wood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really bad. I was like, you got this idea from a YouTube video? I'm like, oh, YouTube is dead to me.
So smash that subscribe button.
Like and subscribe, y'all.
Is that how they do it?
I don't know. I'm so out of touch.
Oh man.
I am.
You are special.
I'm out of touch is what it is. I'm in this weird spot right now in life. I've been off of social media for a while. We're in the pandemic. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Like it's a drug. I've been off of it for a while now.
I've been Facebook free for 3 years now.
Just got a coin and everything.
3 years, 2 months, 3 weeks. Yeah. And I'm feeling great about it. Yeah. But yeah, I'm in like this weird position kind of right now at just this phase in life. Where I am, I'm kind of like unbiased. I'm able to really control what like news I receive. And, you know, I try to stay up to date on things in the world. But it's like whenever I shut off social media. I described it like slowing the flow of a faucet. You just like,
yeah, turn it down.
Like having more control. There's
too much coming in, man.
It was like on full blast. Have you ever gone to like a public restroom and you go to wash your hands and you like turn it on, just like you lift the little thing a little bit and it goes and it like sprays you with other people germs. It's so gross. It's like you have,
you know what's messed up about that, that you don't think about? When, if that happens to you, and let's say that you get like water splashed on your shirt or your pants, you're just like, dang, like I got water on me. And that's what everybody else would think, right? But as a dude, if you get water splashed on your crotch, everybody's like, oh, well, he pissed himself.
I don't like it when it sprays in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Like I...
You letting everybody in on secrets? Look how red you are.
Why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to stay there?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I enjoy your company.
I think you enjoy making fun of me.
I do.
I think you're amused.
Yeah. Like, you amuse me.
She keeps me amused. I'm going to keep her around.
Yeah. I mean, like, it would be ridiculous if I'm sure there are relationships out there that are strictly like, you know, coitus. Like, that's like
the thing. Let me give you a box of chocolates and make it really pretty. I'm trying to get laid. Here's a dozen roses. I love you so much.
You have no idea how expensive these dumb flowers are that you can grow outside.
They're not going to live very long. Enjoy them while you can.
Here, quick, look at them before they die.
I sound so anti-Valentine, anti-every. Okay. And I you better give me roses soon.
You want some roses?
I do like roses.
I'll get you some roses. I'm going to go get you some roses soon. I was going to say tomorrow.
You might get some clearance.
tomorrow. I'm going to get you some dope-ass flowers tomorrow.
Leftover Walmart flowers.
Oh, yeah. Do you think there's still Valentine's stuff in the store?
Maybe.
I mean, it's the day after now, which means if I go tomorrow morning.
Oh, you might get 75%
off. I might get 75%. I'm going to bring you some Valentine's stuff tomorrow.
Don't buy me no candy.
You can have whatever you like. That's leftover. Let's do something. Let's do something else. Let's play some video games or something. What do you want to do? You want to do something fun tonight?
I don't know. What's
I mean, it's kind of early. It's only 9:50.
Only 9:50.
It's only 9:50.
It's already 9:50.
We know this episode early tonight.
It's time to go to bed.
Yeah. Is that what you want to do? You want to go to bed? I'll go to bed.
I'm tired.
I'm okay with it.
My recovery was not good today.
Mm. It sounds like you've been on that Facebook recovery for a while. But anyways, thank you for having the conversation with me tonight. I really enjoy talking with you all the time. And to you, listeners, thank you.
I don't believe that. You did not enjoy talking to me yesterday when I was like, don't you bring me no leftover Walmart flowers. You lie. You lie.
Hey, but you know what? I did it. I did the most cheesy thing possible that I could come up with. And
we ate salad from a heart-shaped bowl.
We did.
We ate steak off of a heart-shaped plate, and it was magical.
On top of a heart-designed tablecloth. I had hearts hanging from the ceiling. I had the word love written in cursive in a balloon.
That was a really pretty
balloon. Did you like that?
Yeah.
I did it up.
Nice.
It was so cheesy.
It was great.
I put so much Valentine in our kitchen that, and I did it in 30 minutes. Like, I was hustling, trying to get it done before you got home. You'd went to pick the kids up. Our daughter walked in the house first.
And she say, what the crap?
She said, what the crap? That's how you know you did it right. That's how you know.
It was shocking.
You did it right. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.